At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You say?
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info.
Now let's get this show started.
What is going on, everyone out there? This is Matt.
And this is Brad.
Weird. Yeah. For the people at home who are listening to this, make sure you go to YouTube and just see that. So it makes sense why I'm at a loss for words. Brad, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm like stupid pumped. I'm stupid pumped and annoyed. So my new catch board came in today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. My new catch board came in today because as someone who's lost a catch board before, you would think, especially since I said it like, I don't know, nine times on the show, make sure stuff is tethered. Guess what wasn't tethered on Saturday? The catch board. It's gone.
So that's one of the easiest things to like tether too. Like just keep it tethered at all times.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot. It was tethered before we got there. And I untethered it when we were putting in, getting around all the kayak, or like the livery.
The Yahoos.
And I forgot to tether it back up. And so it's just gone. Just disappeared. So I'm pretty sure I know where it's at. It's a metal one. It was in like 3 foot of muddy water. So I could probably go find it unless somebody else has already found it, which is whatever. So my new one came in. So that's cool and not cool. The cool thing is my boat. It's going to be here at the end of the week. Super pumped.
Heck yeah. That's cool. For everybody that doesn't know, what boat are you getting?
I'm getting the Bonafide P127. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Got some good ideas for the boat. The wheels are turning. And yeah, shout out to Loveland. Did you get to the Knox for it too? No, I haven't yet. I don't know if I'm going to because it's going to live on the trailer probably.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wet launch it. And even the places on the river where I'm going to use it, there's wet, like boat ramps there. So like I can still wet launch it. So yeah. I thought about getting the only reason I might not is that rear tank well with the Yak Gadget low pro box in there. Plus my, if I, you know, when I motor it with the battery, I just want to make sure I have enough room. And I know those boondocks, because they run all the way across, pretty much cuts a lot of that out. So I got a tinker. I might end up getting it. I've got a Wilderness Systems cart that like I could just sell. I'll buy it from you.
If you do sell it, I will buy that from you.
Yeah, I know.
Those are hard to find.
I've used it. They're hard to find. I've used it like twice. Like I feel bad that I have them. I just drag it. Like with the RS, especially for the river. It's already empty. Like I've cut down a lot of stuff I bring. So I just put an NRS strap on the front nose and just drag it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that with my Scholey because it don't have a skid plate on the back.
Well, yeah, yours is a little different, but with the RS, I've got two skids in the back. So like who cares? Yeah. So, cool. But this week we're going to talk about, it's kind of low-key episode. We're just going to talk about, it's a kind of a mid-year review on products we like, things that are working for us, new products that we've tried that we're a fan of. And we're bringing on Chris with us.
How you guys doing?
Chris Lifka.
Great, man.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
What? Nothing much, man. Just sitting in the car waiting to be on the show.
We're also waiting for Brian Schiller, too. Brian's doing a live show with New Canoe right now, so he said he'd be right on after. But yeah, we figured we'd start it up. Many hats. Yeah, Brian, dude, that dude does a lot of stuff.
I know, man. It's like it's nonstop. Like he's just, I don't know. I don't have the patience. So I'm happy he's running that stuff.
Yeah.
So Chris, for the people at home, introduce yourself. Let them know who you are, what you're about.
Yeah. Chris Lifka. I've been on a podcast. I believe I've been on this podcast before. I know I've been on plenty of them, but host of the Mindset podcast, comes out every other Sunday. Last episode was aired this last Sunday, so about 2 weeks from now, another one will come out with Drew Gregory on it. And that airs on the Paddle and Fin Network. And then other than that, I do a couple tournaments here and there when I can and film a bunch of content for YouTube and everything else. And
dude, that's to get one thing.
This market, man.
Oh, yeah. You're doing better than me. I tell you what, me and Brad talk about, yeah, we should do YouTube all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then we just like never do it. So,
I'll tell you why I have my reservations about it. It's just because I don't want to blow up spots on the river. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people around here that fish, and you know, there's only so many good spots.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
With me, I keep going to the same place, and people still keep saying the place sucks, even though I'm catching 20s and 19s.
On the river or lake?
It's a lake, and it's a small lake. I could run the lake 3 times over and still have battery left.
That's kind of like a Matt Fish is a place kind of like similar to that. It's real tiny, though. What do you think? Like 100 acres, maybe? Is that?
Yeah, probably. It might actually even be smaller.
Yeah, it's tiny, but man, it's packed full of good fish.
Oh yeah, you ain't joking.
Yeah, with this lake though, it's like they're in the thick grass and people don't really know how to fish it.
Yeah,
so the weed edges not catch anything, and they say the lake sucks.
That's exactly like the place we're talking about too.
To a T. Like to an exact T. I just love going there just for the veg because it's fun to fish. Because I mean, a lot of places you go to. That's true. And then a lot of places you go to are, especially this year, I've noticed a lot more like state agencies and stuff are like pushing to clean up lakes and bodies of water, and they're taking away veg and all that other stuff that the bass like cling to and whatnot. And it's I hate to see. I love fishing grass. A, for two reasons. Most people don't know how to, so they think it sucks and they stop going. And two, it's just fun fishing. It's fun. Super fun. Yeah. Love it.
I like punching that stuff, man. Like a Texas rig, quarter ounce weight or half ounce weight or something, just like making it like slip right through the grass. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, throw in a 10-inch worm.
Get the motor through the grass. That's what I
Could use the motor when we go out there.
Yeah, I was about to say. No, I love that place. It's starting to get blown up a little bit though, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's whatever.
So, whatever is exactly right. So, I'll start us off with something new for this year, at least new to me. It's not really one single product, but the Dark Horse Tackle subscription box.
Oh yeah.
That thing is awesome. So I get the Champ box, which it's $80 a month or $75 a month, but you get 5 to 6 hand painted lures. And they're swim baits all the way down to like crazily painted. Like, for instance, it doesn't look anything big, but like this wake bait came in that box. And it's just, it's killer. Just the way the color, the paint. I mean, it hasn't, I've fished it. It's been great. That for me has been a game changer just for the different stuff you can get, especially guys who like to throw bigger swim baits. And, I love that thing. And then Brad, you've got the Weekender box a couple times, correct?
The Dabble Pack. It only comes with like one or two things, depending on what. And like last month, it was a one spinner bait. The month before that, I got swim baits and a underspin. So it's been cool. The month before that, I got Jigmaster's jig and a Bass Reaper chunk trailer. So that was
there
cool.
You go.
Yeah.
And it unlike your bigger tackle subscription boxes, the baits you're getting air quality, like that Seller spinner bait, you haven't shut up about that even after you lost it.
I need to go buy one. That thing was sweet.
Yeah, I mean that's awesome. And you know, they have different tiers. So you're not like stuck in just getting like the champions box. Like me, I like big hard baits. I mean, one of the guys who's in there, Dark Corner Customs, he paints big hard baits, and that box led me to him. And then like, he like custom painted this for me, which is just awesome. And I've got like four or five other things for him, and it's all, you know, you're supporting a small business or like an individual person who's doing it, which is cool. And that's something big for Dark Horse. They love talking, you know, talking and supporting U.S.-based small businesses, which is awesome. So I'm a big fan. I'll start off with that. That's been awesome. So
good. Let's go to Chris, just because I'm not really ready for it. I just want to hear what your guys' thoughts are. What's like the big thing that you've been using this year that you just absolutely fell in love with?
Truthfully, is the kayak. I got the new kayak this year, new Canoe Crew. So, I mean, that's been a big game changer. I mean, I was in the RS-117, which is, it was a nice boat. It did its job, but just having more room and a more open deck for me was a big game changer. And being able to stand while having the motor on, which Brian taught me how to do that one.
You got the foot pedals, right, for that?
I have hand steering. But yeah, I turn, you know, the back motor, I just turn on like 10%. And then just whenever I need to kind of switch direction, it's just a quick tap of the handle. Because the handle sits right next to your seat. So,
oh, okay.
Quick tap of the handle. I mean, because you're not going fast. I'm sure it's just like the XI3 when you're not really cruising down the bank. There's no reason to change direction really quick.
Yeah.
Being able to kind of really cover water and get my bait in front of more fish kind of really has helped a lot.
Yeah, that's big thing I liked about having a motor, man. Just being able to cast nonstop and you know not have to worry about paddling to position, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's what anybody who asked me, because I do have a RS-117 currently right now. It's been my main boat for the last year and a half. And you're right, it's a great boat, does its job. Limited cockpit space, so I agree with you there, and deck space. But with the XI3 on it, I tell people all the time, I was like, you know, I can cast, I can make more casts, and I can make more casts. And if I know an area of fish, like for instance, on the river, if I see an eddy, I can spot lock, or I can really creep by it and cast into that more. And at the end of the day, no matter how quote unquote good you are at fishing or a certain technique, somebody who has a couple hundred or over 1,000 casts more than you are going to catch more fish, because they're going to be in position to catch more fish and have that opportunity. So more casts definitely has been, you know, that's my biggest praise for having a motor.
It's been a game changer. Like, I had a motor on the RS-117 last year, but I had it rigged up to where it was the foot pedals. So in order for me to use the motor, I had to be sitting down and casting, versus this year where I could stand and cast. I feel like I'm more accurate while I'm standing versus sitting down.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah, when I'm sitting, depending on like my big swim baits and stuff, I almost have to stand up, because if I sit down, I feel like I'm dislocating my shoulder every time I cast, because it's such a heavy bait on such a big rod. But But yeah, no, I agree. Being able to stand, and especially like we were talking just 5 seconds ago about grass and whatnot and punching and flipping, being able to stand and actually flip to your position. Yeah. It's just like you were, if you were on the bank or on a boat, like you stand, you can really be accurate with your flips. When you're sitting, not saying you can't do it, 'cause I've done it, but there's a lot more room for error in that situation, sitting down and trying to flip, or sitting down and hitting your rod on something. Or
it's hard to get the hook into them too. Yeah. You're that much closer to water versus, like, I've been throwing the buzz bait a lot, and when I'm sitting, I feel like I'm trying to overwork that buzz bait. Yeah. Versus when I'm standing, it's kind of just more natural. It's easier to reel it in. And I'm using a 6-3 reel instead of like a 7-5. Yeah. Just so I can get that slower retrieve going. And it's paid off a bunch.
Oh.
We got prize guest.
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
What's going on? How's the water treating you?
I've got one. I need two more for a limit, and I've got an hour left. It's not going good.
You spent all your luck last week.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I don't know where my luck went. It's gone. My luck is gone. Where I wanted to fish has so much cotton on the water, I can't. Like, every cast turns into a backlash because you have just your whole entire reel is full of cotton.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Drives me. I hate cotton wood.
Especially if you're using braid.
Yeah. I was about to say, you sent that message earlier. You sent that fatty. So I was like, man, you know what? He's having a good day. So I was hoping if you jump on, you'd be like, yeah, I've got my limit. I'm just looking for kickers now.
Yeah, I wish.
Maybe he'll catch a couple online.
I provide a nice background, though, for your show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was about to say, don't even like feel obligated to participate. Just be there. People will watch you while they're listening to us.
Some nice clouds in the sunset.
That's perfect for the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just sitting here talking about like products that we've kind of.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We brought awesome. The luck.
That's all he needed, man.
Now I kind of just want to watch this and not even talk.
Yeah, I was about to say, everyone just shut up and just watch him land it. That's who cares? A fish is a fish.
Hey, it's fish number two, though. Now all we need is one more.
Let's go.
Dude, that's freaking sweet.
How's that for some entertainment for your show?
It has to be a paddle and fin first.
What are you using?
There we go. What are you throwing?
Wacky right now. So
heck yeah.
Here's a kicker tonight. I normally average probably an 80% hookup rate with a frog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 0 for like 30.
Oh, that really? Sucks.
Yeah. I got to let you all go. I got a fish to measure, then I'll jump back in.
All right, brother. Get it done.
Nice. That's cool, man.
That was awesome.
First, man.
That's like a boss move. He comes in that freaking episode and catches a fish and then see you later.
And just like, it's like a mic drop moment, man. He's just like, yeah, man. Product, wacky rig. It's awesome. Bye.
Yeah, that's all. You guys need to go on YouTube and watch that. That was pretty cool. Where were we though? I don't even remember what we're talking about.
You were getting ready to ask him or tell him we were talking about products. One thing I will say for the people who are just listening about the frog hookups, I was going through a big frog slump for a long time, and I found on a forum in the deep dark page like 8 of Google that no one ever goes to.
Yeah.
Talking about frog hookups and whatnot, because I was looking at trailer or little trailer hooks, like trailer hooks. Lake Fork makes one, not Lake Fork, but
are you
they make one. Maybe I don't know. We were talking about that earlier. I think I am, but I was I didn't want to put another hook on there, even though I don't know why.
16 and a half, boys. 16
there you go, money. But one thing I learned for frog misses and whatnot, you can get a little piece of Velcro and put it on top of your frog, and that will increase hookups ridiculously. And I tried it, and most of my frogs have Velcro on top now because it's awesome.
Huh.
Because basically the Velcro
stuck in their teeth,
it gets stuck in there on their lips, and it's a game changer. It just I landed so many more fish, and we got me out of my frog's slump.
Huh. Velcro. I've never even thrown a frog, so
Velcro. Yeah, you need to get on the frog. Well, where we're at, there's not a whole lot of frogging to be done.
Yeah,
in the place. Frog fish.
Yeah, like I just don't know how confident I am in that.
Well, a popping frog is just like a regular frog. So, I mean,
yeah.
Or a regular popper, sorry. And you can pop it just like normal. Your hookup's a little different, though. You really got to be on it.
I want to do a hollow body frog.
It'll get him used to throwing a frog in that hook set.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because you have to, like, it's almost like punching and flipping. You have to, like, nail into the hook set. But you have to, like, I count to three or four.
You got
to
time it perfect.
Oh, dude, because if you don't, you'll...
I rod to bend over, and then I try to jack him.
Yeah, either that or you'll do it too early. Like, I've been I got a scar on, like, the side of my neck. It'd be this side. And I set the hook too early, and I had a hollow body frog come back at me at Mock Jesus and hit me in the neck and stab me. And it was terrible. So,
that sounds awesome.
Oh, dude, it was like, I was in that moment. Like, I set the hook and time stopped except for the frog. I was just looking at it, and I was like, I'm going to die.
I can just like picture it now. Like me fishing like 20 feet away from you, you just hear the smack,
dude. Like, that's what it was like. I was in a boat with a buddy too, and he saw it, and he's like, yeah, dude, it was like I just watched this frog and you didn't even move. And I just sat there and I was like, this is gonna hurt or something. And it just happened Saturday when we went out. I got a freaking Ned rig stuck in a tree, and I was like, this is stupid. I was yanking it, and I was more yanking it like knowing it's not going to come out. Oh, just kidding. It came out, and it came back and hit me like 2 inches away from the family jewels. And there's now a bruise on my thigh, and it's in the shape of a little 1/5 ounce Ned head. So, yeah.
I had that last year with a jerkbait.
Dude, don't even say that.
Guys, the tree went to go untangle it. Tree snapped back, hooked right into a thumb.
I don't. Oh, I hate that. Treble baits. A, they take me off, and B, it's just I don't know. I've had a big swim bait come back, like that one I showed with big old trebles on it, and it. I luckily I don't know how it didn't, because it hit me in the chest and just fell to the ground, and I was like, oh thank God, because that would have sucked. Oh man, I ain't about that. But anyway, Brad, we're talking about products this year that we've either been using a lot and we've liked, or new products we've used and we liked. You got anything that comes to mind?
The XI5. I mean, I've been running it all night with the foot pedal. It's phenomenal.
Oh, foot pedal, huh?
There you go. Yeah.
That's something a lot of people don't do in on kayak. That's kind of cool.
That's something I'm looking into.
The Unlimited's definitely stable enough for it. I've been in other kayaks and I wouldn't dare do it, but it's been working great tonight, especially because I'm fishing a shallow river. I mean, it's 2 foot deep where I am right now, and just working the shoreline, being standing up and working the shoreline and having both hands free the entire time is key.
Yeah, we were just talking about that because Chris mentioned his new kayak too with the motor.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny.
So you have experience with the XI3 as well, correct, with the remote?
I have the same remote for my XI5.
Okay, so what's the differences other than being the hands free? Do you find anything different being able to, instead of having the remote, to having the foot pedal? Or
so the foot pedal allows me really to be hand free, and I can bump the trolling motor. So rather than turning it on, turning it off, and you hear that beep every time, I can just tap the momentary button.
Yeah,
and it,
and it's real, it's super quiet, and it's real easy for me just to bump a little farther forward. I mean, don't get me wrong, the remote is key, especially when I'm using spot lock fishing docks and I want to move from dock to dock. I never take it out of spot lock. I just jog forward or jog over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't do that with the foot pedal, but when you're working short, like when you want to like do, like if you're not using spot lock and you just want to like bump it farther forward and things like that, it's nice to stay hands free.
Can you use the foot pedal and the remote in conjunction together?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
That's awesome. That.
That's only for the XI5s, right? They don't have that on the XI3s.
I think you can pair the pedal with the XI3. It just doesn't come with it.
Oh, is it like a wireless pedal?
Yeah, it's wireless. I actually have it in the middle track of the canoe or the Unlimited right now.
That's cool. See, I like that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Then it's not moving around.
Right.
Yeah, huh. That's awesome. What pound thrust do you have on the XI5?
55.
Okay, so it's still a 55. I know Drew Gregory just posted he put 105 pound thrust on his Sholi. And that thing's going to fly. Like, it's going to get on plane. Like, yeah. That's insane to me. And now it makes me want to put 105 pound thrust on my kayak.
I wish I could see how fast
one person's running a 24 volt 80 pound XI5. I can't remember who it is.
I'm trying to think. Typically, when you think 24 volt, like for me, when I think 24 volt systems in a kayak, I automatically think of Newport. But
nope, this is an XI5. He's running an amp 24 volt, 50 or 60 amp hour.
It's probably a 50. Huh. Amp hour.
But no, that's
yeah. I don't think they make anything bigger than 50 for 24 volt battery.
They do, because I was looking at one for my Ranger. They make a bigger one for that.
Yeah.
The 36.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 36 is top out at 50. That I know.
I think the 24 volt is an 80. I think they offer an 80. Anyways.
Pretty sure they do.
I don't know. I saw BioNO's website that it was like 54 was their highest, wasn't it?
Yeah. 54 for BioNO. I mean, 54.
There's other companies out there. I mean, somebody has to make a bigger one.
Yeah, I would assume. Well, here's the okay, that's a battery package. I was gonna say Dakota has 100 amp, but that's probably 250s.
Here you go, Matt.
Is he about to catch another one?
No.
Oh, no, it's your stupid
play foam.
I don't even know what to call it. Play foam. I was gonna say something else, but this is a family friendly show, so I'm not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, it should be sometime. So, Brad, you weren't ready when I was talking about it. You weren't ready when Chris was talking about it. Now, Brad's told us what he likes. What is a product this year so far?
You're probably not going to be surprised. What's up?
I said, what's a product Mr. Hicks likes?
Yeah,
Matt's not going to be surprised, but I've really come to like the Shimano Scorpion MGL. I like the MGL so much that I want to get rid of my DCs and get MGLs. Those things are freaking smooth.
Yeah. If you get those MGLs tuned right, like my Bantam MGL and my Metanium MGL will keep up with my DCs all day long, and they will both outcast if I make them work.
I forgot. Somebody on the Shimano buy-sell trade group, they posted a 2022 Bantam MGL for $300 today.
That's a killer deal.
I know. It's a killer deal. Like, I kind of want one.
I don't know, dude. I still don't trust Facebook. Unless I'm meeting somebody, I'm not about it. I don't like shipping stuff. I don't like paying for stuff. Like, I just rather do YG Japan on eBay because he's amazing. Yeah, well, it's easy, but I order a reel from Japan and he ships it out the next day. It's at my doorstep 2 days later. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Oh, dude. Hey, I mean,
it's awesome.
Me and Brad ordered reels from him. That's when he got his Scorpion. What reel did I buy? I think I bought, what did I buy? Oh, I bought an Exodus. Yeah, Exodus DC. SS, and our reels we ordered, I think, on a Thursday. Yeah, we ordered on a Thursday, and our reels were at our houses. Was it on a Tuesday? It was on a Tuesday, and our reels were at our houses on Friday. That's like, awesome. It was insane. I ordered a reel. I just ordered a Scorpion. This was going to be my next thing. Scorpion MG or Scorpion DC. Lord, my brain. I'm having a stroke, Brad. You're right. Scorpion 300 Monster Drive, the MD, for a swim bait reel. And I ordered that on a Friday night. He messaged me Saturday morning. He was like, I'll ship out to DHL as soon as they open, blah, blah, blah. He shipped it Monday, and it was at my door Tuesday afternoon.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Like, literally, it got from Tokyo, Japan to Dayton, Ohio in 3 days.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Not even
2 days. Oh, dude.
Have you gotten to use that reel yet?
Yeah, we used it. I used it that day we went pond hopping for all those monster dinks that probably saw it and got scared. But that's the only time. Well, I used it then, and I used it when we went to the river when we realized it was chocolate soup and the rowing teams were being done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not the rowers. The rower boats were fine, but the like six John boats with 15 horsepower Hondas waking behind them was not fine. On the river of all places. Like we were out there fishing for like an hour, and then these rowers are coming by, and then just like three or four John boats come by with 15 horses waking. Dude, and I'm like, this is stupid.
They don't even attempt to slow down either. They just go by at like 20 feet away.
And if they were going like super fast, I'm fine with that, because the faster the boat's going, the better the wake is. But they're like in that perfect zone to where the wake is stupid and annoying. Like, that's all it is to me. So I don't know. It was but I used it then, throwing one of the Dark Corner custom shads in that deeper stretch, because it's a pretty good stretch. It's like 20 feet. And you saw it cast. I mean, it cast a country mile. I got halfway across the river, and it's a pretty wide section. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like if for people who's familiar with Great Miami, man, just picture like downtown Dayton wide, and that's where we were fishing.
Yeah, it was super wide. So yeah, that reel's been awesome, especially coming from, I've got a Tranx 400 and a Tranx 300, and I want to sell both my Tranx and just get some Scorpion bees all the day.
You should.
I probably could, because the Tranx is like crack. People will pay out the butt for a Tranx.
Yeah. Let's kind of go like in a different direction. Let's talk about baits. Have you guys like any certain new kind of bait this year that's become one of your favorites?
Chris, you can start us off.
Let's go with Chris.
Yeah, I wish you did it. I had to think too.
I've got one ready, so if you want to think about it, it's okay.
Yeah, you go then, man. I still got to think a little bit.
The Berkley Powerbait Gilly.
I need to throw this mine still, awesome. Man.
This thing is freaking awesome. Oh, I love it. So, like, they come in two sizes. I've had no luck with the big one yet, which is fine. But this little one on, like, a one-aught hook has been amazing, because it's the action's insane, especially when I was catching some largies around spawn, and I was throwing this down in Florida when I went, and they were just hammering it, which was awesome.
Huh. How do you rig it up like that?
So let me see in the, I'm sure I've got, where's it at? Oh, that's too small. $5 as I get
pretty good.
Okay. So
yeah, his bed downstairs looks like a tackle shop.
It's awesome. I love it. So hook, you come in the side, how I like to rig it, and this is the only reason is because the great Mike Iaconelli is the one who said it. And then you just Texas rig it like normal. Maybe if I can get it to go through.
So it lays on its side when you work it?
No, it fishes straight up. It doesn't lay on its side at all.
The hook's on its side, though.
Yes, the hook is on its side.
That's weird. Which
is, this hook's not wanting to cooperate, but there it goes. So you hook it like that, And then you just take it like a regular Texas rig. Obviously, this hook is too big for this, but whatever. I'll make it work. And then it lays. Oh, that works out. It's a little stretch and weird looking, but then it just lays just like that. So it's still flush. You can fish this in grass and everything else you want to fish it in, but it swims straight up. And then when you kill it, it'll flutter down and flutter on side. So it looks like a wounded bait fish all day long.
Kind of fluttering like a spoon flutter.
Kind of, not as much, obviously, because the spoon's hard. It's a, it's a metal, but it does flutter. Yeah, I'll give it a little spoony flutter. It comes, it'll basically go when you kill it, just stop it. It'll kind of, it'll wobble a little bit, and then it'll wobble on its side. And it still has action the whole way down, kind of like a wacky rig does. Another way, which I'm going to try it at the Promised Land, is I'm going to drop shot it. And put a heavier weight on it and get it in like 20 foot of water and drop shot it.
Ooh, throw it on the Tokyo rig, dude.
You could see, you could throw it on Tokyo rig too. I don't have any Tokyo rigs that small though. I mean, I could throw the bigger one on Tokyo rig, but
I see people using it as a bed bait.
Oh, all day. I mean, that's what I was doing down in Florida. They were bedding up and I was just seeing beds and I was pitching to a bed right past it. And then I would swim it over the bed. Huh. And then they'd hammer it. So
that's kind of cool. Hey, here we go.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Hi, what up?
What's up, dude?
Sorry, guys. I had a podcast go a little longer than expected.
Dude, it's you missed good. It. The second Brad got in the thing, he caught a fish and it was awesome.
Brad caught a fish live on the podcast?
Sure did. Yeah, he did.
It was money.
He doesn't even fish, bro. He's in his backyard flipping a Senko at the fence. We got a fish tank?
We'll give you guys a view.
Green screen. Oh. Green screen.
Yeah. Madison,
how many fish you got? You got a limit?
No, I'm short one of a limit.
Let's go.
Working on it.
You, gotta you got catch an another hour one left. On, said, we brought your luck back.
35 minutes, and I've got
he's got 35. They fish till 9.
And I've got about a 15-minute ride back to the launch. I'm like 2 miles from there, about a mile and a half.
Just throw that XI5, man. Just put it on high and go.
That is the plan.
Just throw a jerk bait on a rod and troll it behind you and call it a day.
Yeah, is trolling illegal in this tournament?
Is not.
Oh, there you go. Just troll crankbait back, man.
I was about to say, just rig up 3 or 4 rods and get something.
Oh, I just got bit off.
It was a pike.
It was for sure a pike. No, actually, it didn't bite me off. It just stole my...
See what happens when I show up to podcasts? The whole dynamic goes out the window.
It's all good. That's when the listening is good.
So what are we talking about? Some dude, favorite gear of the year?
Yeah. So far, it's just it could be something new, something that you started trying that you love. Could be something old. What you got?
What do I got?
What do you got? Yeah. What you got?
My favorite thing so far this year has been the Newport Vessels NK180 paired with the single foot steering from New Canoe.
Yeah, I think I might be getting a Newport, man. I want one,
dude. I tell you what, man, for the price and having the flexibility of using whatever battery you want, it's super slick. My only complaint is right in like the only downfall, I should say, is like when I went to Florida and fished that KBF tournament, super windy. So trying to stay on your spot was a real struggle versus like going the XI3 route. So somebody may have an XI3 on order so he could switch back and forth. But as far as efficiency goes, man, and speed, like everybody makes fun of me because I carry way too much gear in my kayak. And, you know, the Unlimited is a big boat, and I still get 4.8 to 5 miles an hour, which is awesome. And two 12-volt 100-amp batteries in the boat. So I could literally go, like, 45 miles, which is ridiculous, and more power than necessary, but I already had one 12 volt battery. So I was like, if I get rid of this one and just get a 24 volt, then like what I got, you know, a battery just sitting around, not getting used. So I just picked up another 12 volt and have plenty of juice for days.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's what's, I mean, at that weight for an unlimited at 5 miles an hour, you're going the same speed I am in my RS with an XI3 on the front end and all the crap. I mean, you saw the stuff I have on my boat. I'm like you. I overbring just because I don't want to be without. So I bring crap that I haven't thrown in years, but I have to have. Like at Dale Hollow, I brought my frog box. Why? Because I'm stupid. But
yeah,
I had it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? Like you're like, well, I might need this. You never know. That's might be biting on this. Let's throw this in the kayak. Like,
yeah,
I'm so bad about that. But I've become better where, like, in a tournament scenario, like, if I kind of dial in a couple bites, like, I'll slim down come tournament day. But pre-fishing, like, you guys have seen my Plano crates. Like, if I could strap the three of them down to the back of my boat, I would. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, we're down at Dale Hollow. We walk into the cabin after the captain's meeting, and you're just going through Plano boxes. Like, hey, Brad, you want this Speedway? You want a couple of them? I got some. It's fine. Just giving him stuff.
I never like, throw them. I never throw like them.
The candy man, man. I promise. It's just candy man. That's what it is.
I threw it the other day, actually. I went out to the river, threw it.
The best part was, like, after the fact, Brad was like, you remember giving me that? I thought you were just really drunk and had no clue. And I was like, no, dude, I remember giving that to you and Justin and Matt and whoever else. Like,
I just don't remember who.
I remember who was there.
Brad says that, and the first thing I think is like, dude, you just took advantage of him then. If that's what you thought, you're just like, yeah, he won't remember it. I'll just give you all of it. It's fine.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. What the hell?
Jeez. That's
funny. No, I gotta say, like, that by far is probably been my favorite thing so far this year. As far as like kayak related goes. Fishing gear. The one thing I did is I went through and upgraded all my reels, and I'm throwing those Quantum Smoke 2.0s, and those things have been really good to me so far. I got no complaints there.
Dan loves those things, man.
Dude, I mean, I met the one dude that does R&D down at ICAST last year, and we actually did a podcast with him on the OG show, and I was really fascinated with what those guys do as far as testing goes after they, you know, develop a product. And I was like, well, crap, if they're going through that extent, you know, why not give them a whirl? And back when I was a kid, like, Quantum was like the Daiwa and Shimano, you know, like of today. And so, I mean, I was like, you know, I'm not loyal to any particular real brand, you know, and the ones I had, I, you know, were beat up and needed to be changed out and upgraded. And so I, you know, spent a few bucks and bought like 7 reels, 8 reels, something like that. And so far, so good. I got no complaints, man. They've been good, and the drags on them are solid. I really like the drag system on them.
I need to try one. Yeah, I've never tried one.
I can tell
you. Quantum ones?
Right there.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Brad's throwing a spinning reel.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was looking at, was the smoke spinning.
The smoke
spinning? It's a good reel. I had one for a while, and I loved it. The only reason my Shimano Fangirl came out, and I had it replaced with the Stratic, but it was a great reel. Like, the drag was nice. I didn't have any complaints with that reel at all. And Brian, you're right. The amount of R&D and testing they go into it after they make it is, it's almost overkill.
Yeah, like, way overkill.
Like, why would you do that much? Like,
I remember that podcast you did with him. He said that they have it on a machine that like turns it a million times or something.
Yeah, they have it. They had it at iCast, like this machine, dude, and it was like it was some weird like wizardry type stuff that they had going on there, dude. Because like the reel is it's inside this case, right? And the reel is mounted to just a reel seat and like maybe a foot of actual rod. And there's a thing that clicks the button and then spins the reel a bunch, then clicks the button, spins the reel a bunch, and like just does that over and over and over. And it's got a counter on the outside. And I think from what he said, it was like, it was something ridiculous. Like where the average fisherman, like, you know, not guys that fish maybe as much as us, maybe as much as Brad gets out, Hurl Boss. But, you know, he it was something ridiculous where they figured because I think they have like a 5-year warranty or something on those. But they figured for the average fisherman with the results they were getting in their R&D testing phases, like it would last like 15 years or something with like consecutive use throughout the years. And you know, that's the thing too, is like their customer service and their warranty department, I've heard nothing but good things about that, where like guys will say, hey, I got a problem with this, and they'll be like, all right, we'll send that back and we'll send you a new one, and they just replace it, no questions asked, which is nice when you're spending that kind of money on, you know, gear.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's like Douglas with like breaking a rod, they'll replace it for $50, dude. And that saved me and Sean Lavery a lot of money. Just saying, Sean Lavery.
I have taken advantage of that 7 times in the last year.
7 times.
I took advantage of it from Sean kicking somebody's favorite rod into the Dale Hollow Lake.
That sucks.
My fat ass stepping on a rod, and I like cracked it, and then I didn't realize I cracked it from stepping on it, and I go to set the hook, and like rod breaks, and I'm still reeling in the fish. One of those numbers. But yeah. If I had to, I just got a. That new X-Matrix 763 spinning rod.
Is that what you got, Matt?
No, I got the rod. My newest rod is an LRS 766, extra fast, extra heavy for swim baits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's awesome because it goes from 3/4 up to 4 ounces. And I put a 4-ounce bait on it, and it's still perfect.
It's got the full butt end, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I got one of those earlier this year for punching weed mats and shit.
That's what it, like, I was talking to Brad. I was like, yeah, I'm getting this for a secondary swim bait rod because I have one that can go up to 9 ounces. And yeah, I was like, it's 4.5 to 9. And I was like, well, I'm throwing a lot of swim baits that are like 2. And this it cast it fine, but you could tell I was pushing it a little bit. And so I got this one. And I was like, man, it's 3/4, like, this is a frog rod. This is a heavy jig rod. This is a punching rod. And this is my secondary swim bait rod. Like it does 4 things in one, and it's one less rod I have to bring out with me. So when I go in the river and I want to throw something, I can just tie something else on and it's done.
Yeah. I grabbed that. I think it was like January because I knew I was going to Florida and I was reading about like punching the hyacin mats and all that crap. Yep. And so I picked one up and I actually used it out there and I loved it, dude. That thing is nice. I got I think I put like 80-pound braid on and I was tossing like 1.5 tungsten weight with like a, I don't know, some kind of creature bait or something on a heavy hook. And super nice, dude. It was stiff but still sensitive.
That's what I was about to say. Like it's a super stiff rod. Like when I first got it, I put just a jig on it and I was still getting good sensitivity off bottom contact. Like it did the job fine. So punching and flipping, like it would be those like real soft inhale bites. You're still feeling it. And then launching that hook through them. I mean, it's the perfect combination of a heavy rod.
So I was throwing like weightless Texas rig Senkos on the 724 or 7 mm-hmm. was it 72 no Yeah. 724.
Yeah, 724. Spinning? Yeah, the X Matrix 724 XF.
No. This was a LRS 724 or 723.
Oh, okay.
Spinning rod. I was throwing Texas Rig Senkos on that, and then I got that 763 X Matrix. Because Matt Gibson was telling me he was throwing a tube on that thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, tube fishing is something I wanted to work on this year. So I picked that up. And then, like, during the spawn and when the fish were coming up and making beds and crap, and I was tossing a Senko around, I was like, I should try it on this rod. And I fell in love with it. Like, I've been throwing all kinds of crazy stuff on that thing. It's not a cheap rod, but definitely worth its weight in gold.
Oh yeah, I can, like, I switched to Douglas completely this year.
Data boy.
I remember I remember I held Brad's, and I was like, dude, this is awesome. And as I'm holding four mega bass rods, and within a week of me getting those nine Douglas rods, I don't have any mega bass rods left. Sold all.
Yeah.
Like, and that's to me, that says something, because mega bass rods, those are some of the best rods I've ever used, and hands down, don't need them anymore.
It's always funny putting these rods in people's hands, because they're
all, I remember the first time I put one in Brad's hand, I was like, here, dude. And that was my favorite rod that Sean Lavery kicked into the lake. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring that up five times tonight.
That was all I could think about for months until I got one.
Yeah, I remember that. You left here and you kept asking me about it. And that 610.3 is just, I don't know, super sensitive. And I that's my Ned Rig rod, like my go-to Ned Rig rod. And actually was out fishing with my folks and my wife on Sunday. And my mom caught like a 3.5 pounder on that rod. Just dragging a Ned Rig on the bottom. It was awesome, dude. My mom's like almost 70, so it was pretty badass to see her face catch a fish on that rod. It was sweet.
Yeah, and it's crazy, especially that rod, because I have it, same thing for Ned. It's my Ned Rig rod, and I dabble back and forth between that and a BFS system, but which that might be changing here soon. I'll tell you offline. But it's ridiculously sensitive, and people, the first time they grab it, they're like, man, are you ever afraid you're gonna catch a big fish on it and like break it? I was like, no, like I've caught good sized fish on it, and it holds its own. Just awesome.
I've caught 4.5-5 pound fish on it. I've had no issues whatsoever. The only issue I've ever had is loaning it to a friend and him kicking it off the kayak and putting it on the bottom of Dale Hollow Lake.
You're never gonna let that go.
Sean, that was for you, Sean.
Dude, I'll never forget pulling up the shore and just the look on his face, and like, he didn't want to tell me, you could tell, and I was just like, what's up, dude, you okay? And he's like, bro, you know that rod you told me don't lose or break? It's at the bottom of the lake. And I thought he was totally messing with me, because that's the way our group is, we mess with each other, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, come on. And he's like, no, dude, I'm serious. I just spent the last half hour trying to snag it off the bottom of the lake.
I was trying to help him. I was sitting there right with him. I watched him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Jump in off after it. Like, he almost fell off that kayak trying to get it.
Man, that's crazy. That's cool that they warrantied that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did that for Lost Rods.
It's super cool, man. I mean, I know I smashed one in the car door on accident, and why I even put it in the truck versus putting it in my rod box, I forget. I think I didn't take the trailer that day or something, and I just threw the boat in the back of the truck and got a tip in the rod or tip in the door, and they replaced it for $50. It was sweet.
See, Brad, from our conversation the other day, that's why I don't want to put the box on the trailer. Because I'm not going to have it, and I'm going to put them in the truck, and then I'm going to break them. And while it's awesome, I don't want to be without a rod for like 3 days. Also, yeah. Douglas ships ridiculously fast.
Dude, yes, absolutely, dude. I've hit those guys up, and I usually text Caleb, and I'm like, yo, bro, I'm an idiot. I need your help.
Yeah, me too.
He's like, no problem, man. I'll get it out today. And like 2 days later, it's sitting on my doorstep coming from upstate New York, dude. That's super quick. Super quick.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like, I know when I ordered all mine, I was like, well, it's 9 rods. It's going to come in 2 tubes. It's probably going to take a week or so. And 2 tubes were sitting on my doorstep because he shipped it. Like, I got tracking same day, like an hour after. And then it was on my doorstep 2 days later. I was texting Brad. I was like, yeah, it's saying it's going to be here in 2 days. He's like, there's a chance it's going to come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the next day I come home from work, raw tube. And I was like, holy crap. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Those guys up there, and they're super quick, and they get that stuff out super fast, which is awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
All right. Chris,
did you ever think of anything bait wise?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
A little bit of a tangent, though.
No, let's hear it, dude. That's
hey,
that's a good thing.
What kind of smack you talking, bro? Now you're in the hot seat.
Uh-oh. Full screen.
Oh, get it. Oh, I thought you had
it. You got him?
Bluegill bite.
Oh.
Bluegill bite.
I recently...
I'm running out of time.
It was a goby. What'd you say, Chris? Sorry, man.
What were you saying?
This is why I can't go on other people's show. I ruin them.
Recently this year, I started using Brad Herbos, introduced me to the Bass Reaper Bait guys. And I've been using a lot of their stuff, and dude, their baits work, man. They float just like the Z-Mans do, you know, and they have all the – I can get a hold of the guy. If you want a custom color, he's willing to help you with it. So as long as it's not too out of the ordinary – I mean, they've been nothing but good to me, so that's the company I've been working with.
Their baits float like Z-Man. Can you put them on a screw head? Because you can put them on a screw head, I'm going to buy them. Because you can't put Z-Mans on screw heads.
Yeah.
You can. There's a trick to doing that.
Okay, well, somebody send me the video or the tutorial or something, because I got quarter-ounce net heads from Jigmaster that I really want to use in heavier, deeper water, and I can't get the stupid bait on there.
What you do is you take a lighter and you heat up the screw head and then twist it on.
Oh, is it like melting it as it goes on? That makes sense.
Yeah, so basically it makes the plastic softer and melt around it. Like, that's one trick I've learned. Okay, so you either got to start smoking cigarettes or just keep a lighter in your kayak, or just hang out with Jay Randall. He's always got a lighter.
I was about to say, Randall will always have a lighter for me. B, if I started smoking again, I'll be off. Brad will get another host because my wife will kill me. And C, if I put it in the kayak, I promise, just like I told at the end or the beginning, I'm on my third catchboard in 2 years because I lost another one on Saturday because I'm an idiot.
Dude,
It had it on it. I just didn't tether it to the kayak because I'm an idiot. Dude, that's what makes it worse is the tether was on it. And I didn't even notice it was gone until we loaded the kayaks up and left. And I was just looking.
Driving down the road.
I look at Brad. I was like, dude, I lost my catchboard. He's like, what? I was like, I didn't see it. I was like, maybe it's on the kayak. Man, I just missed it. Went back there. Yeah, it's gone. I know right where it's at. It's only in 3 foot of water. Like, I can just go get it. But
do you got you got one of those catchboard holders from Yak Gadget?
I do, and it's on the side of the crate. I didn't bring my crate with me. Because we were on super skinny water, and we were getting rushed to the ramp to where me and the
bunch of yahoos.
The kayak renter guy, me and him almost had some words. So
he was hurrying us along, and Matt was he was hurrying us along, and Matt was like, this is Public Park, right? And he said, yeah. He's like, all right.
Then. Yeah, and I just looked at him, and I was like, yeah, it's just funny how that works, huh? And he just, I don't think anyone's ever said anything, because he was like, oh, okay. And he just got in the water. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but like, hey, bro, it's public access. I can take all the time I want. I'm not blocking the ramp. There's like 4 foot of open. You can go around me. Like, it's on a boat ramp.
That was funny, but... No, dude, those Bass Reaper, man, those things are awesome. I use the chunks. I don't know if you guys use those or not for jig trailers.
I haven't used the Bass Reaper ones.
Yeah, those things are awesome. I like them.
Do they sponsor a NASCAR?
Bass Reaper?
Yeah, dude. When I typed in Bass Reaper online, Bait Company, there's a NASCAR car.
What? It's just a stock car, really? I think.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
I'll be like, well, that's cool.
Yeah, these guys are out of Wisconsin. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce, how much?
Wait a minute, Chris. You said Brad Hurlboss introduced you. You talked to that guy?
It's kind of
weird.
At the Wisconsin show. Well, you're over in Indiana.
Oh, we're going that route now. I see.
Oh, wow. All right.
Are you talking about these cadaver chunks, Brad?
Cadaver? Yeah. Maybe.
Here, I'll share it because I got it up on my screen right now. Okay. These guys right here?
Yep. That has to be them.
Still loading for me.
Way to go, Brad.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Gotta love Macintosh computers, Matt.
Hey, mine's great. Yeah. Had zero issues.
I gotta.
Yeah, those things are nice.
I've never used those. So have you guys ever used Uncle Josh's back in the day?
Yes.
The pork trailers?
Mm-hmm.
I've used them one time.
You got me caught on the chigger, whatever they're called.
The chigger craw?
Yeah. I like those. And
I love the chigger craw, the action of the claws. But Uncle Josh is supposedly coming back. I saw him at ICAST last year. I haven't seen him like on store shelves recently, but they're a pork trailer. They came in a little jar of liquid and it was made of actual pork, and they'd be salted and usually they'd have like garlic in there or a craw scent. Those things were awesome as jig trailers, dude. I've caught some monster fish on jigs with those.
Pork frog, you said?
No, it's a pork trailer. Uncle Josh's Bait Company is what it's called. Let me see if I can get it to pull up.
I just pulled it up. Oh, yeah.
Don't let it dry on your jig.
Oh, so they do have them at Bass Pro right now, it looks like. Don't let them dry on your jig, because then you have to literally like take a razor blade to cut them off. Like, I've done that in the past. Like, forget to take it off at the end of the season, and then come spring, you're like, I forgot to take that off.
Can you eat these things as a snack?
I wouldn't recommend it, but this is what they look like.
It's not an actual pork rind.
Dang. Oh, that's
anything's
weird.
Edible if you want it to be edible.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got a couple different styles. But like, they come in these little jars, man, and they're spin the wheel to win. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
That is so weird.
Awesome jig trailers, dude.
They're supposed to be really good for like the when it's cold out, like
jar. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, the bass bite on them, and they just don't want to let go.
Huh. Interesting.
I wonder if it has anything to do with scent, maybe. I don't know. I'm the type of guy still to this day. Like, I don't use chunks or anything as a trailer. Like, I don't use a trailer as a trailer. Like, I just use a full bait, and I just bite the head of it off and call it a day. Like,
yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, I do the same thing with like the chigger craws. Like, I cut part of the body off. I usually I think it's like the first two rings of the body segment, just to make those claws tighter in the actual skirt, you know, to give it a little tighter action.
Yeah,
I literally just buy like no name bait company stuff, and then just to use them as trailers. That's it. So I probably should start using an actual trailer, or
craw. Is that it, guy? Trunk.
This is it, guys. We're heading back. We're short of a limit.
Dang it.
It's all right.
Well, hopefully everybody else is short of a limit.
Hopefully that one fish of mine goes big fish and I at least come away with something.
Is there a big bass?
Yeah.
There you go.
That was cool, though. You caught one on live stream. That was cool.
Yeah, that was dope. You're going to make the clip. You're awesome. Like, screw me and Brad. It's just
you guys wrote that time down so I could edit that out, right?
Oh no, I'm gonna have to rewatch it and get it for you. Don't worry.
No worries.
It was literally like right after he came in, he caught the fish.
Yeah, I came in right only before I came one in. Fish and I hook up.
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah, I've got one fish," and Brad was like, "Yeah, you were lucky last week." And he's like, "Oh, the luck's gone." And not even 2 seconds later, fish on. And I was like, "Oh my god."
Well, when I was in the other podcast before this, I saw a fish pop up that looked pretty damn chunky that you caught.
Oh, yeah.
That was a solid one. 17 and a half. I actually got the scale out. It was 3.8 pounds.
Yeah, it's fat, dude. Fat football.
Mind if I share it? People aren't going to be able to see it.
Go ahead.
Share it up.
Just big old Chunkerson.
Chunky McChunkerson.
It doesn't work, but yeah, it's huge, and especially for a 17 and a half inch fish, like, she got some girth.
Yeah, buddy.
Girth. He said girth.
It's not the size that matters, it's the girth.
That's funny.
She likes that Coke can.
All right, Brad, your turn. Bait this year.
A bait?
Or hits?
Yeah, that's what you're asking everybody else. You can't ask the question and not have to answer the question.
I'm going to answer quick because I'm almost back to the launch. GT360 search baits, 3.5 inch. Huge fan.
I started trying those last year. Those things were money.
Yeah.
What is it?
Big fan. It's a swim soft bait. Paddle tail swim bait with a weighted head with a tiny little bill on it.
Oh, it's there.
Mm. Oh, who makes weird. It?
And they deflect off color cover. Awesome.
GT360.
Berkeley makes it.
Oh,
is it Berkeley?
Yeah. Oh boy,
that's. I'm gonna have to check those out. I'm a sucker for swim baits like that.
I'm getting nervous now. I'm farther away from the launch than I thought. I thought it was right around this bend, and it was there.
Just start paddling.
I might have to paddle with. I might have to paddle with the XI5.
Dude, I saw Eric Siddiqui do that one time. He was in his Hobie with his Torquedo full blast, plus pedaling his Hobie and paddling to get back to check in on time. Literally, like. Hit the shore, ran up the hill to the check-in. It was during the Crossroads event. I was like, holy crap, dude. I was like, is he paddling? Like, he's got a motor. And then you could see his legs pumping. You're like, what is he doing?
He's going like 11 miles an hour. Dude, he's only got like water.
Yeah, dude. He ran up there and he got there like with like a minute to spare and then chugged like 3 bottles of water because he was just out of breath.
All right, that's a little better. We had to drop the motor, but I tried doing it on full bore. Not a good idea. You get water right over the bowel like a waterfall.
Yeah. Let's refrain from that and not die.
That's not a good idea. Don't try to lower your XI5 at full speed in an unlimited, kneeling all the way up front. Don't work.
Jeez.
About to say, it goes from him coming on the show, catching a fish, to us watching him scuttle his boat.
Yeah.
The good times.
And then next week we'll talk about what not to do in a kayak and then you can be on the show.
Exactly.
So you got your you get your PFD on, so you're gonna be fine.
And the water's like 78 degrees.
Oh, I just
swear. Is it really
at that point?
Yeah, it's that warm here.
Huh. What I don't even remember what the river was this past weekend, do you?
This river the past weekend was like 68.
Huh.
Like it was warmer than I thought it would be, but we got like a week straight of hotness.
Yeah.
But we had those two big storms come 2 or 3 days before, so I really thought it was going to be chilly, but it was actually fairly warm.
I wonder what the lakes are around here. I haven't even paid attention.
Well, I haven't either.
I made her back to the launch in time. I got to take care of this now. I will let you guys know
how I do. Go win it.
Heck yeah, dude. Good luck.
Right, go man. Get that paper.
Yeah, buddy. Talk to everyone
later. Later, man. Bye. See you, Brad.
See ya.
All right, now that he's gone. No.
Dude, I can't think of a bait, man. Like, everything I've used this year has been, like, my typical go-to.
Dude, I can think of a bait that I haven't used yet, but I'm super excited to use, is the new Jigmaster micro buzz.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people ranting and raving about that, dude.
Dude, I haven't even tied it on yet, but just looking at it, like when I first got it, I was sitting there and just spinning it, and I was like, "This
the hook is so tiny." That's the thing, man. That's awesome.
The hook is tiny. The wire that they're using is like it's 0.02 away from being like what the same wire they use for musky lures. So it's super stout. So it's not going to bend out and be all stupid. Like, oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
That'd be slick, man. Just because like the mini buzz before that, the Strike King made it's a big hook. I actually held them side by side and it's significant difference. So I'm pumped to try it too. It's just been too muddy and freaking flooded here to throw it, man.
Throw it's been it. Bad.
Yeah. The river's been awful all year long.
Yeah, it's been depressing to say the least. Like I'm about to just every weekend I'm just gonna drive to Wisconsin or to you or to somebody just to fish non
let's go dude. Water. Let's go.
Like
the Kish is actually up right now because we've had some rain the past few days, last week or so. But it's not like so high where you can't fish it. You know what I mean?
Same here. It's like, just muddy as
it's crap. Still fishable.
Yeah, it's, ours
well,
is
and that's
like,
the thing. Like the Kish isn't that dirty right now. Like I drove over it tonight and I was like, because there's that spot, Brad, like where we fish, where that island was, and we kind of like floated down around the one side and then paddled back up the other side. And like I always use the point of that island as a reference because like if the point of it's underwater, then the river's high. If you can see the edge of that point, like it's pretty normal. And it's right there. It's like just above the edge of that point. So it's not bad. It's definitely fishable. And like the last time I fished it was with Chris and that it was like 40 degrees out and it was like brutal, still ice. Like we caught fish, but like I've been itching to get back out there. And every time I'm like, oh, I should go fish the river. Then like monsoons come through and tornadoes and
all dude, that. I tell you though, Mother Nature knows it's like, oh, we're gonna go fish. 18 inches of rain and torrential winds, and why not a tornado? Let's just add that in there. Golf softball size hail. You know, it's just why not? Just why not? Let's kill them while they're there.
Let's mess with these.
I have not gotten afloat with the Scholey yet, man. I've had it on the river, you know, but I want to do point A to point B float. I haven't been able to do it yet.
A typical Brad float.
Yeah, we haven't done a point A to point B float since
like April, the beginning of April.
Yeah, early spring, right?
Yeah, it was before Dale Hollow, wasn't it? Or was it after?
I don't remember.
I thought it was before. I'm pretty sure it's before because I know you, me, and Justin were talking about it. So it was like end of March.
Yeah, it might have been.
Did you guys talk about the Scholey already?
Not this episode.
Oh, no, okay. Not this. No, not
I
yet.
Figured that'd be like the first favorite thing of Brad's this episode.
I actually,
so I'm a little.
I forgot about it actually.
The boat he's been waiting for 2 years.
Yeah, he's been.
I've been
like
fishing off the bank a lot lately.
Yeah, you have. Which isn't a bad thing, dude. That's not a bad thing.
It's like I don't know, dude. I'm in a rut kind of, and it's just like I don't ever want to go out and fish for more than like 2 hours anymore. It seems like.
Sure.
And then I get home and I'm just like, all right, that was cool. I'm good.
Hey man, if you're going out catching some nice fish and you know making time or making do with the time you have, like ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. Like I used to run down to my little spot on the Kish if I only had an hour versus like dropping the kayak in the home lake here or the boat or whatever it may be. You know, it's like, dude, an hour of bank fishing is better than no fishing. You know, in my eyes.
Oh no, 100% agree. Until the end of July, I run on the weekends. I'm off, but I work at the same time doing something else. So all my fishing is going to be before and after work, just hitting the bank after work, dropping the kayak in for maybe an hour or two, going super trimmed down and bringing two rods with me and a bag of baits and just chilling.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, do we got anything else? I mean, we want to bring up any other products they're excited about or they've used and loved?
Nope. I'm excited for the upcoming summer, man. See what comes out for iCast and stuff. Have Brian back on for that show to talk about it since.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to go this year, but the stars did not align. It seems like the clouds came over and said goodbye to the stars. So, but
sorry, I was lagging.
It's oh no, you're good.
Well, Matt.
All right.
I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Guys, I appreciate you jumping on and talking to us about some stuff and excited for what's to come this summer, especially product wise. iCast is going to be a blast.
Yeah, man. So
you have to give us the
Chris, deep, anything Ryan. Else, dude?
No, I ain't got nothing.
You sound like Jay Randall. No, I got another. iCast. I am going to be doing a few podcasts down there. I know we mentioned Douglas Rods. Like, we got one plan to do it from the Douglas booth. I'm going to be doing a bunch from the New Canoe booth, which I'm going to probably stream on the Paddle and Fin stuff as well as the New Canoe pages. And I got a couple other ones in the works that are about to be scheduled. So I'm going to try to like get as much content while I'm down there. And I know maybe Jimmy's coming. I don't know. And I know Dustin was there last year as well. So we'll definitely have some stuff and obviously down there. Obviously shoot you guys some contacts for some future shows. I know we did that kind of last year too, man. So yeah. Should be good stuff, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Get out and fish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well, guys, good work, son. We are out of here, man. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Peace. Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures, your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.